Well, let's head south now. Top American diplomats in Mexico today for high-level talks with their counterparts south of the border. And the border is the focal point of the discussion. News Agent correspondent Joe Khalil is live in D.C. So, Joe, the talks come at a pivotal point in relations between the two countries.
And Nicole, in fact, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his counterpart and even the Mexican president all acknowledged today that at this point, it is a critical moment in our shared history. And there was a lot that they wanted to discuss at the top of the agenda list, the migration surge at the border and also cartel violence on both sides of the border. So let's take those one by one. On the migration situation, you know, back in July, there were 200,000 people that came through Mexico to the U.S. border. And in August and September, the numbers didn't get much better. Plus, you had the Haitian surge as well. Those 15,000 Haitians that were basically camped out between the two countries right underneath that international bridge, and potentially another surge of Haitians coming in the next few weeks. So that's something that they wanted to address. And on the violence situation, this also goes both ways. The Mexican officials are really worried about how many American guns are being taken south into Mexico. And also the American officials are worried about human trafficking and how many illegal drugs are coming north. So they both have issues to work on. Secretary of State Blinken today said that he thinks both countries need to rethink their approach to solving these issues.
Of course, law enforcement has a critical role to play in reducing homicides and other serious crimes. But its efforts have to be matched by investments in growing economic opportunity, particularly for underserved communities and regions.
Secretary Blinken went on to say whether it's drugs or migration surge or violence, he says that a lot of these issues are tied back to the economic situation. He hopes both sides at least understand that and take steps to try to address those critical roots of these problems.